KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, let's take a look at high school softball action locally last night. In Hawkeye 10 conference play, Alexis Handel drilled a two-run double to help Atlantic to pick up a 4-2 victory over Lewis Central. Allie Anderson allowed 8 hits, but just 2 unearned runs, picking up the victory. 4-2 Atlantic, a winner. Also, it was Harlan beating St. Albert twice, 10-0 and 15-5 in a doubleheader. Shenandoah beat Clarinda 4-3 in the first game of a doubleheader. Clarinda took the second game 11-3. Red Oak downed Creston 14-7, and Denison shut down Kemper Catholic 12-0. In the Western Iowa Conference Tournament, it was Griswold over Missouri Valley 9-8. IKM Manning beating Griswold 12-0. Riverside edging Underwood 3-2. Audubon beat Tri-Center 13-3. Trainer over Audubon 11-1. And Logan Magnolia over AHSTW by an 11-1 final in action last night. Also in the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Orient Maxburg beating Cam 6-3, Woodbine over Bowyer Valley 17-16, Glidden-Ralston beat Coon Rapids Bayard 3-2 in 8 innings, while West Harrison tops Sydney 8-5. From the Corner Conference, Thomas Jefferson beat Stanton 9-3. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Bedford over East Union 11-4, Mount Air beat Lennox 12-0, and Nottoway Valley 13-3 winners over Southwest Valley in softball last night. In boys baseball, kind of an odd result with Atlantic and Lewis Central last night, as Atlantic picked up what appeared to be a 9-2 victory behind Noah Bruckner's 3-hit game, but the umpires declared a pitch count rule violation, and that allowed Lewis Central to actually claim the victory by forfeit last night over Atlantic. Also in Hawkeye 10 Conference Baseball, Harlan beat St. Albert 7-4 in the first game of a doubleheader. Cyclones swept the doubleheader with a 10-2 win in the nightcap. Clarinda swept a pair from Shenandoah 10-1 and 9-4. Creston beat Red Oak 17-1. Kemper Catholic over Denison 8-7. And Thomas Jefferson beat Glenwood 18-3. In Western Iowa Conference tournament play last night in baseball, IKM Manning edging Griswold 5-4. Tri-Center beat IKM Manning 2-0. Trainer over Audubon 5-2. AHSTW outscored Underwood 19-13. And it was Logan Magnolia over Missouri Valley 7-3. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Coon Rapids Bayard beat West Harrison 8-6. It was Cam over Orient Maxburg 14-0. Glenn Ralston beating Arweva 5-3 in the first game of a doubleheader. Arweva grabbed the second game 15-4. Pride of Iowa Conference play saw East Union beat Bedford 6-3, Nottoway Valley over Southwest Valley 4-3, and Lennox outlasting Mount Air in 9 innings by a 5-4 final. Arkansas is one win away from its first national championship after they took Game 1 of the 2018 College World Series Finals 4-1 over Oregon State last night in Omaha. The Razorbacks broke through for all 4 runs in the 5th inning on a couple of singles, a walk, a hit by pitch, and a rare Nick Madrigal fielding error to knock out starter Luke Heimlich after 4 1/3 innings. Blaine Knight earned the victory on the mound for Arkansas with 6 innings of 1-run ball. The ace walked 1, scattered 7 hits, and had 6 strikeouts to move to 14-0 on the year. He's the only Division I pitcher in the nation with at least 10 wins and 0 losses. Christian Chamberlain relieved Heimlich and tossed the final 4 2/3 innings for the Beavers, striking out 11 while keeping the deficit to 3. Game 2 is scheduled for tonight. That'll be at 6 o'clock. Game 3, if necessary, would be on Thursday. Now, with one more win, Arkansas will earn its first title, and that would give the SEC 6 of the past 11 College World Series championships. In Major League Baseball action last night, in interleague play, Matt Carpenter hit a pair of solo homers and an RBI single in the Cardinals' 11-2 thumping of the Indians. Jose Martinez clubbed a 3-run blast, and Colton Wong added a 2-run shot in support of Carlos Martinez, who struck out 8 and allowed 2 runs over 6 innings. Corey Kluber was rocked for 6 runs in just 1 2/3 innings as the Indians saw their lead in the AL Central stay at 7.5 games over Minnesota. The Brewers used homers by Christian Yelich, Jesus Aguiar, and Ryan Braun to beat the Royals 5-1. Yelich and Braun belted 2-run shots in support of Freddy Peralta, who tossed 1-hit ball while fanning 10 over 7 scoreless innings. The Royals have dropped 19 of 23 this month. In other interleague play, Tampa Bay beat Washington 1-0, New York Yankees over Philadelphia 6-0, and San Diego beat Texas 3-2. In the National League, Mets beat Pittsburgh by a final of 4-3 in 10 innings. Arizona over Miami 5-3. Cincinnati beat Atlanta 5-3. It was Chicago over the LA Dodgers 9-4. San Francisco beat Colorado 3-2. In the American League, Seattle over Baltimore 3-2. Oakland beat Detroit 9-7. Boston over the LA Angels 9-1. Houston beat Toronto 7-0. And the White Sox over Minnesota by an 8-4 final. Iowa's coaching staff is likely spending some added time this summer trying to solve the Wisconsin defense. Iowa's offense has scored a total of 19 points in the last three meetings in that football series, and they were held to just 66 total yards in a lopsided loss in Madison this past season. Here's Iowa offensive line coach Tim Polasek.
The interesting thing with Wisconsin is they're not that much different from the standpoint you got to displace them off their spots. You know, those D linemen are going to do everything they can to keep their linebackers, their inside guys clean where they can just fall back into fits, so forth and so on. And so, you know, right now, you know, it's something that we are, you know, the goal is to win the West. You know, and Wisconsin sits at the top, and you got to respect them, and you better be working every day to catch them.
Those two teams will meet up this next season on September 22nd. That game will be in Kinnick Stadium. In basketball news, Magic Johnson says he'll step down as the Lakers president of basketball operations if he can't persuade an elite free agent to sign with his club within the next two summers. Johnson took over the Lakers front office in February of 2017 and immediately announced his plans to revive the struggling 16-time NBA champion franchise by enticing the game's best players to join as free agents. With Paul George and potentially LeBron James headlining the market this summer, Johnson is leading the Lakers' efforts to land both of those players. If those efforts don't work, Johnson will pursue the large crop of 2019 free agents. Argentina has scraped into the knockout stage of the World Cup after a tense 2-1 victory over Nigeria in a must-win game. Defender Marcos Rojo scored in the 86th minute to secure the win with a volley from the right to spark wild celebrations on the Argentina beach. Argentina will play France in the last 16 on Saturday, and Lionel Messi's ambition of a first world title is still alive. Croatia sent Iceland home with a 2-1 defeat. A win would have sent Iceland advancing instead of Argentina. France and Denmark played to a scoreless tie after both those teams wrapped up spots in the knockout round of the World Cup. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.